talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Mumford & Sons with I Will Wait. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and Mumford & Sons put on a great show this past Monday here in Charleston. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and we'll be talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass, also Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration, custom builder Adam Copenhaver with Cope Grand Homes, and also Will Nelson with Paradise Pool and Spas. Last week, I mentioned to you that I had some news for you about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And I would like you to visit DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. That's DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. We have a special going, pre-sale tickets for April, are the tour going on April 27th. On Daniel Island, we have a special pre-sale ticket price of only $25, and it's only for the first 200 tickets. So go to DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com and get those tickets before they sell out. Have a great weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and they are located at 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass. How you doing, Randy?
Doing well, Tim.
Good. Randy, take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Well, Century Glass is a full-service glass company. We do everything from tabletops to glass tops to go on furniture. We do fogged window replacement, we do auto glass repair and replacement, and we also do custom shower doors.
Gotcha. And you've got a very beautiful showroom dedicated to a lot of the heavy glass shower enclosures that people can buy and put into their bathrooms. Can you kind of take us on a virtual tour of the showroom here with all the...
I sure can, Tim. We like to say no two showrooms are created equal. We have one of the largest shower door showrooms in the area, actually in the state. We have 19 different doors on display. So people could come in and really get a good idea of what they want, what fits in their surround. There's a lot more to selecting a shower door than just telling the builder or the remodeler to put it in. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got some say. You can get creative. And, you know, we have frameless doors. We have our Pro Glide door that's that barn door style door. Mm.
And that's got the exposed hardware, right? Like there's some like wheels and
it's the all glass door, but then it's got the two wheels, one above and one below. Of course, on the door, there are two of those that slide back and forth on a pipe, for mm-hmm. lack of a better term. And I love to see the expression on people's face when they open and close that door. It is so smooth. It's one of our more popular doors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we just are rolling out the Cambridge door. And this door works on the same premise. It's, again, it's an all-glass door. And then you've got the exposed hardware. But it allows both it has two doors, and they both slide, where the ProGlide I just discussed has a stationary panel and a sliding door. And this works well in tighter spaces where you need to slide the door one way to turn the shower on so you don't get blasted with cold water. Then you close that door. When the door warms up, you slide the other side. You can step into the door.
Okay.
But usually if there's a toilet or a vanity in the way, something like that is where that door really comes into play.
Nice.
And then we also have on display many other, all frameless doors, which is what the ones that we've been just talking about, that we can go into a door and a panel or a door and a panel and return if you want just a swing door that opens both in and out. And we also have on display our framed and semi-frameless units. And these doors are more applicable for a secondary bathroom, or if some customers are more concerned about a little bit of water getting out, those doors are more water resistant than what a frameless door is.
Are you finding that a lot of people are taking out the maybe their tubs, whether it's a garden tub or just a regular bathtub, and putting in a walk-in shower and including the heavy glass shower enclosure from Century Glass?
That is definitely the trend that we see going on right now, where, again, that garden tub's that's been sitting there, I know mine's been sitting in my house for 3 years. I have not used it.
Mm-hmm.
I use my shower. So, mm-hmm. that's on the renovation plan to pull that out. And let's expand the shower a little bit. You can really get creative when you've got, a little bit of room to play.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between, you mentioned frameless and semi-frameless shower glass doors or enclosures?
A frameless glass door, again, just as it speaks, it's held into place with hardware, either clips or some type of support bar along the top. And there is no glass where the door comes and closes against the panel or a wall. There is no metal there. You don't see the heavy metal like you would see in other doors.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I'm sure that you have customers that ask you this, like, is it safe? Like, once you attach the shower doors, do you ever have to go out and tighten anything up, or will there ever be a situation where the glass wall might give way or something?
It happens very rarely. I know that our techs are trained, and we really reinforce the quality the first time when we go out and install there. You've got to make sure all your screws are cinched up tight. You've got to make sure that it's done right. You can't just pop it in and leave. You got to make sure that door is going to be there. There has been settling. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even dream of saying there hasn't. Normally, as soon as a customer notices that we've got a little settling, we can run back out. We can loosen a couple screws, realign a door. If a gap's changing or a door starts rubbing a panel,
mm-hmm.
that's probably the most common when it actually happens, but it's very, very rare.
Mm-hmm. What about the some people are going like with a curbless shower, where maybe and even as as people age, they might not want to step over a curb to get into their shower. Is that possible with Century Glass?
Oh, yes. That's actually a trend we see growing right now. It's called living in place, for people that want to start preparing their home for the later years of their life, where they may need to roll a wheelchair in or, use a walker or some type of assistance to get in. Very common. You can do that with a frameless door. We just take the panel all the way down to the sloped floor, and then the door, we have self-closing hinges that we can put on the doors that actually, as you go in, you just tap the door and it will close very slowly on its own. It'll close, behind you and give you your surround.
Speaking of the door closing slowly, occasionally, I'll close our shower door because we have a glass shower enclosure from Century Glass, and it closes a little louder or harder than I want it to, but we've never had a problem, And even if someone did slam that door by accident, it's tempered glass. It's not like glass shards are going to be coming at you or anything like that. Describe what tempered glass is.
Tempered glass is a process of heating and cooling the glass to make it safer. And tempered glass is the same glass that's in the door glasses of your car, your door glasses and back glasses. They break into 1,000 little round pieces. And there are little, you know, if you were to step on, you know, tempered glass, you're going to get some nicks and cuts, but it's not going to come down on you in big shards where, you know, people get, you know, tendons cut and, you know, have major injuries. Right. It's definitely a much more safe product. It's code. Everybody who installs a shower door has to install tempered glass.
And what about keeping it clean? Is it something that you're... That old thing about maids saying that they don't do windows. Is it going to be tough to, you know, to keep that glass shower enclosure clean?
Well, there are several different ways you can keep your glass shower clean. You know, either you can clean it frequently, or you can use a product that we can apply to the glass called Diamond Fusion, and that's like adding a clear Teflon coating to the inside of your glass. The water beads up, rolls down, doesn't allow the water to deposit the calcium and the, you know, harsh minerals that, you know, that are a factor of our water. And you don't put your Teflon pan back in after you use it. You just put it back in the cupboard. There is a cleaning process to it. Once every week or two, you go over it with a body puff that we give you, few drops of Dawn dish soap. And rinse it off. And just with that process, Diamond Fusion will guarantee it for the life of your door.
Mm-hmm.
We enhance the warranty by, if you're doing that process, there's a revitalizer that you apply quarterly. It's just a little towelette. It's $4. You go over it, and we'll guarantee it for 10 years to the point that if you are maintaining your door and something goes wrong with it, we'll come out, we'll strip the old diamond fusion back off, and we will reapply it for you.
Very simple, it sounds like.
It is.
With that diamond fusion. Well, I don't think we have diamond fusion on our glass, and I don't recall my wife ever asking me to clean it. Maybe she's cleaning it, but I don't think so. I don't think it, and usually I've heard people will take just a squeegee and just squeegee that glass very, very quickly if they really want to clean it.
And you can keep it up that way. Again, we always like for people to use a revitalizer because, you know, we've had calls from people after 2 or 3 years who have not, we've been applying this product for 6 years and have had no problem at all with it. We selected it because it's the best. It's the most costly for us, but we believe in being the best and using the best products that we can use.
And look for Century Glass in our new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's our major feature is our bathroom issue. And Century Glass has a project. You called the project the Turtle Shower. Describe that a little bit.
Yeah, the Turtle Shower is, we love it when we have homeowners and designers that get creative. As I said earlier, you don't have to have just straight lines. You can get custom with your shower if you have the creativity and want to pursue that. The Turtle Shower is actually a shower. The top is, I'm going to use the word jagged, but it's not sharp. It's rounded, but it almost looks like waves.
Mm-hmm.
That the top of the glass was cut into waves. And there's a big turtle in marble on the floor. And the handle is actually an octopus, looks like an octopus tentacle.
Mm.
And there's a shark suspended above it. So she tied the whole nautical theme into this bathroom. And it was a really fun project to work on. Again, it's featured in the magazine. Mm-hmm. So when this month's come out, take a look at it. But it's always enjoyable to be able to get a little bit out of the box and mm-hmm. do something fun like that.
That's pretty cool. We're glad that you allowed us to photograph that project. And before we go, we're almost out of time. I did want to ask you, we've been concentrating on the shower glass enclosures, but Century Glass can help. It seems like every house has at least one double hung window that has the fog between the two pieces of glass, and that's something that Century Glass can help homeowners with.
Yes, it is, and we can come out, and we can, in most cases, there are a few manufacturers that put that glass into that either wood or aluminum frame so tightly you cannot get them apart. But in most cases, we can come out, we can take that frame apart, we can replace just the glass, so you don't have to replace the whole window, the sash, all those parts, and it's fairly economical to do.
Mm.
But we do give free estimates. So if you've got that fogged window and you're doing your spring cleaning and you notice you're starting to lose a window and you want to keep that view, then they can give us a call. We'll come out, we'll measure it up for them, and let them know what they're looking at from a pricing standpoint and see if we can help them.
Good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Century Glass.
Well, you can, of course, you can go to centuryglasssc.com on the internet. And you can give us a call at 843-614-4628. Or you can come by our showroom at 8020 Dorchester Road. We're open from 8 to 5. We'd love to see you come by and look at some of the products we have to offer there.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass. And thanks to Century Glass for hosting today's radio show. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and they are located at 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with painting contractor Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good. Tommy, take a moment and tell everyone about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Absolutely. So First Class Painting and Restoration is a locally owned and operated company. We've been in business for a little over 16 years at this point, which is hard to believe. We are based out of Somerville. However, we service the entire Lowcountry area, and actually have been known to go out of town a little bit for some of our clients that have requested so. Strictly do painting and remodeling and updating of homes and businesses. And again, family owned and operated, so just about everybody talk to you somehow or another is related somehow or another.
Good deal. And people may know First Class Painting or Restoration from some of the TV exposure that you folks have gotten. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I've been super privileged and blessed to do a lot of some TV time. We've worked with Food Network on about 3 different episodes of Restaurant Impossible. And we worked with the DIY channel on a 8-week episode of Restore Charleston. That's from the most recent one. I think it was about a year ago, last summer. Got to do a big St. George project out there, which was great and all on TV.
Mm. That must be an awful lot of pressure. Do they really only give you like 24, 48 hours to do your work in the Restaurant Impossible?
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, it is. It's what you see is what you see. It's definitely a very time-crunched atmosphere, and it's a lot of different trades. And as you can imagine, in the world of paint, that's tough. When you've got electricians and plumbers and handymen all working around painting, it can get very interesting very quick. But yeah, it's real.
That's got to be tough on you and the First Class Painting and Restoration staff to do something like that.
Yeah, it definitely takes some acclimation. It is fun, though. I will say that they do create a very unique atmosphere, and to make a long story short, it is definitely a very unique scenario that we've been privileged to do multiple times, which is kind of cool.
So we're talking with a celebrity painting contractor, right, Tommy?
Yeah, celebrity.
But let's talk about some of the projects that First Class Painting and Restoration does for us normal folks out there.
Sure. So I do a lot of updating on kitchens and baths. That's a really big one that's always and never going away, I believe. I think it's one of those things to where, especially in the area that we're in, there's a lot of really good solid bone homes that just simply need updating. So we're privileged to have a designer on staff who is the prettiest and most awesome designer in all the land. So she handles those, and outside of that, we do a lot of interior cabinet refinishing and lacquering. We're one of the few guys and gals that do that. And then, of course, just your standard everyday run-of-the-mill of interior and exterior painting for businesses and homes, updating to the different color schemes that are popular. We'll leave it at that.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the first time I heard that term, lacquer paint, was a project, a closet that First Class Painting and Restoration was involved with. And how do you help homeowners with their maybe restoring their existing cabinetry in their kitchen?
So lacquer is just definitely one of those. It's something that a lot. It's a different type of paint. It's a more durable type of paint finish that you can actually put on a cabinet or a piece of furniture is notoriously known to be lacquered, so that it can take a licking and keep on ticking, basically. So when you have closet fixture systems, or if you have shelving systems or kitchen cabinet systems, those are normally what we refer to, because I want you to be happy with the project, 2 months after we leave. Lacquer is just one of those products that can kind of keep on. If that makes sense.
It's got a tough shell, and it's kind of glossy, like a high gloss paint.
Yeah, it comes in different and various sheens, and you can actually clear it on top of them as well. So, for instance, we could do a white cabinet door and then put a clear on top of that to even give it more protection or more shine. But the interesting thing about lacquer as opposed to like an oil is how fast it dries. So lacquer is almost instantaneously dry when you apply it. So as you can imagine, if I was doing your kitchen and we were lacquering your kitchen cabinets, if we did them with oil, it could take 48 to 72 hours for that to dry enough to put a second coat on. With lacquer, we can actually do them in the same exact day. So it's a very unique product for when you're inside of homes to try to get in and out.
The fast drying part would intimidate me as far as it being like a do-it-yourself kind of thing, though.
Yeah, lacquer's definitely one of those things that takes a skill in order to apply lacquer. It's very finicky. It's very one of those things that you kind of don't want to tackle as a do-it-yourselfer. It's not one of those things you can grab a brush and cut and roll lacquer. It is a spray system. And as you can imagine, so if you sag it or if you run it or something like that along with a paint line, then all of a sudden you're right back into habiting a sand and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely one of those things that we kind of steer away as a do-it-yourselfer.
We're starting to approach the high humidity season in Charleston, which lasts a good 9 months or so. And, there's a lot of moisture outside. It's that there's a lot of rotting wood on the siding of people's houses. How can First Class Painting and Restoration help homeowners in the exterior of their home?
So we're very privileged to have some very unique skill sets that we have on our team, and carpentry is part of that. So to make a long story short, you're definitely welcome to give us a call. We'd be more happy to help with any type of wood rot or any of that kind of stuff. We've got guys and gals that can handle that as well.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of tricks of the trade does First Class Painting and Restoration use to maybe, not just put that coat of exterior paint on, but make sure that it's going to last a long, long time?
I feel like one of the things that's up and coming that's pretty, it's not really new, but it's getting some more exposure is like lime washes for exterior brick. And I'm sure you can attest to this, kind of seeing it in your magazines, how much the painted brick look is. It's such a big deal right now. So one of the products that we use on that is a brand new one called Romo Bio, and that is an actual lime wash system. So basically it is crushed up lime stone that is gelled into a gel, and then it's created into a paint product. What's really unique about that, though, is that you can apply it for a solid look, or you can actually give it a transparent look. So according to what you want, you can really kind of create some really unique finishes on top of it. Say, for instance, you had an orange brick home that you really wanted to, change the look of. Well, as you can imagine, to change the brick of that is extremely expensive, and no one would economically ever even do that. But you could certainly lime wash it and make it look like an entire different home.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in various colors, so you can go from the whites to the tans, to the taupes, to the grays, that kind of stuff. And we have actually done quite a few projects with them thus far, and very happy with that. So again, that's our Romo Bio product.
One of the things that occasionally we talk about when we're my family's driving around or something, we'll see a brick house that they have painted, and we always kind of scratch our head about that and wonder why you're going from a brick product that probably doesn't take a lot of maintenance to painting it, which how long before you're going to have to repaint that brick?
That's a great question. I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of like the lime wash aspect of it, is because it's one of those products that you're going to get a good solid 3, 5, 7, 9 year finish on whatever one you elect to go with. But it's also one of those products where if you truly are tired of it and you're done with it, you can blast it with a power washer and make your lime wash go away. So in all honesty, it's kind of one of those things to where I feel like it's because of how trendy the farmhouse look is and that kind of stuff right now, that a lot of painting of brick, as you're seeing, is coming along. But in hindsight, it is one of those things that, anytime you paint any type of surface, you're going to have maintenance that comes with it. So for that product to kind of age and still look aged and still weather, almost kind of like a faux finish, it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of like what brands of paint does First Class Painting and Restoration use? Like when you're looking at the painting the exterior of your home.
So the three main product lines that we use, of course, are your normal standards. Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, and PPG are the three main lines that we use. And I don't really have a preference over any one of the three of them. They all make great products and have various economic levels on all of them, but they are definitely at our disposal pretty easily, and I love the fact that we have reps that will back the product on whatever it is, whether it's a walking surface or a vertical surface or a horizontal surface. We've got guys that will back it.
You know, I think that's worth noting, because the professional paint contractors out there, you don't see them standing in line at Lowe's like you do or any of the big box stores like homeowners do. They're going to the independent paint stores. Like Spectrum Paint and PPG and Sherwin-Williams, you mentioned. There's a reason for that, right?
Yeah, it's multiple, but in summary, you know, you're going to want to deal with, we want to deal with folks that actually know exactly what it is that we're dealing with. Because if you're matching colors or you're matching sheens or you're dealing with a product that, for instance, is going on a substrate that has had some adhesion issue, you really want to make sure that you've got somebody that can have a true, you know, spec or scope of work to give us a proper product for that. And it's, you're very rarely going to find that as a, in a, not being ugly, but the guy that was selling the lawnmower yesterday is now your guy mixing your paint. It makes it a little complicated, you know, I mean, to kind of know who you're dealing with when you go to these box stores, because a lot of times it's a different personnel every day.
Right. I remember talking to a neighbor who had his house, the exterior of his house, repainted like three times in less than 10 years. That you just reminded me of that. Is that an adhesion problem?
Normally, it is. Whenever we have a failure of adhesion, is kind of what you're speaking of. That's normally I don't know. There's definitely something that should have been identified before the application of paint. Whether that was moisture that was on the on the substrate, or whether it was just simply a bad batch of paint. Those are all things that if you actually have an actual representation at a product line as a Sherwin or a PPG or a Benmore, you're going to have that. So you're going to have somebody that's really going to come there, test this thing, and find out why the paint's not working.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about First Class Painting and Restoration?
Very easy. So if you're in the 843 area code, you can actually dial 1-800-PAINTING, and that goes directly to our office. You can also find us on the interwebs at firstclasscharleston.com, and that's with the numerical one, so 1ST, firstclasscharleston.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with celebrity paint contractor Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and they are located at 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. Right before you hit Ashley Phosphate Road on Dorchester. And now we're talking with custom builder Adam Copenhaver with Cope Grand Homes. How you doing, Adam?
Excellent, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Adam, take a moment and tell everyone about Cope Grand Homes.
Sure. For the Charleston market, we're a custom home builder who focuses in the beach market of Charleston. We cover areas from Seabrook up through Kiowa, Folly Beach, downtown the peninsula, and then Sullivan's, Mount Pleasant, and Isle of Palms as well.
Well, Adam, tell me, how does, that's kind of a unique name, Cope Grand. How did that name come about?
Sure. A number of years back when we were considering starting a home building company to change the way that we had done business and previously with other builders, was we were looking at ideas, and there's an experience that we wanted to change with Cope Grand Homes. And so Cope comes from our last name, Copenhaver, my business partner, Ben Copenhaver. And we decided to mix that with grand. Of course, in South Carolina, we've got a lot of affinity with grand things, such as the Grand Tree. We certainly have an affinity with the grand experience. And so we mixed those two together, and we came up with Cope Grand Homes.
Very good. Yep. So there was a lot of thought that went behind that.
Yeah, sure.
That name,
yeah.
Cope Grand Homes. And you mentioned your business partner. That's your twin brother, is that right?
I do, yeah. So Ben and I had grown up together as twins our whole entire life. We had known that we were going to be builders. We had both gotten education in engineering and building science, building construction. And we always knew that at some point after learning from other professionals in the business that we were going to come together and have our own business. And so for us, that happened about 2.5 years ago. We made the decision in Charleston. Ben had lived here for about 15 years. I was working in a different market. And my wife and I decided that Charleston was a place that we wanted to spend the rest of our life, much like a lot of other folks here. So we had formed Cope Grand Homes, and we had chose to do some things differently with our business than previous companies that we had worked for in the past. And it's absolutely been one of the biggest blessings that we've had in our life to be able to now do what we enjoy the most, which is build houses and bring a grand experience to it as well.
Mm-hmm. And did you and your brother work for other builders before striking out on your own?
Yes, but actually both of us had. Ben had worked for a national builder for a period of time, and then he went into custom home building for another company. And then while I was in Virginia, I'd worked for a regional builder and developer, and we focused on a lot of land acquisition, land development, as well as building some high-end communities.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What is the Cope Grand culture or the Cope Grand philosophy? What sets Cope Grand Homes apart from some of the other builders?
This is actually an excellent question. I'm glad that you had asked. We are very specific about our relationships with our clients. We get a lot of offers to come in and bid projects, bid new homes, bid fine renovations. And a lot of our projects, we are uniquely really fun for us. We enjoy a lot of these. But what we enjoy the most is our relationships with our clients. Our client relationships, they start in the beginning. We have introductions. We do a builder meeting. We go through feasibility, design, build process for the new homes and for the renovations. But what we really focus on is whether those clients are the right fit for our culture. We feel that it's our responsibility for our current clients to make sure that we also take on clients that are right for our brand, meaning that if we took on clients that were not right for our brand, we would be robbing time from previous clients. And so we've got a process for that. If you'd like to ask me some more questions, we can go through it a little bit more. The clients that we're looking for are the clients that match our current internal culture. We love to have fun. We love to enjoy what we do. And we certainly love building beautiful things. And that's at the heart of it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those those traits that you look for? Because, you know, it's interesting to, talking to you about this because, you know, the building a custom home or undergoing a large-scale renovation can take upwards of a year or more. And, you know, you're talking to your builder several times a day. I remember when we built our home 10 years ago, in a 5-minute period, I called the builder 7 times because there were questions that kept coming up from the different subs or suppliers. And, you know, he answered it every single time. And, you know, that's important. It's a small thing, but that's important.
Well, that's fantastic that you had that builder relationship. A lot of folks that we hear from have builder horror stories, right? Building homes specifically in the custom world of you have no shortage of 10,000 choices, right? And 10,000 decisions. And those things are very liquid throughout the building process. So it's really important that we plan up front for a lot of those so that we can have more fun on the back end. We change subtle things on the back end. And so that experience, we have an outline for that, which is in our grand experience. And I'd love for anybody in your audience just to reach out to us and say, tell us more. Mm-hmm. We'd love having conversations about that. But getting back to the original discussion with the client, it's absolutely imperative. And you were very fortunate to have a good builder with a good relationship. And we enjoy hearing about that, but so many folks don't. And so we strive to make sure that when we select our clients who have already selected us, that we interview them and make sure that they're good for the business that we would like to carry on.
Yeah. When it comes to hiring a custom builder, I often equate it to, you know, getting married because you are going to be living with that person day in and day out for quite a long time. And you're not going to just marry, you know, the first person that comes along. You're looking for the right match, someone who understands you and is a good listener and, is going. You both have common goals in mind when it comes to you know the life or in this case constructing your home.
Tim, it's a wonderful point because what we look for ultimately when we meet folks and the litmus test often that we talk about for clients that we take on is through the evaluation of understanding their build expectations timeline, we ultimately just ask before anything else. Is whether or not we feel that those folks can turn into best friends with us or family. And oftentimes that answers the question. And it takes away other things such as, that other builders might be looking for, which is location or price point, or is this going to be a beautiful build for our brand? We're not as much interested in that. The reason that we created this business and the reason that we're looking for the grand experience for ourselves and ownership of business and operation, but is also for our clients. We want to make sure that that experience for them is one that meets and exceeds their expectations. And when you understand folks on that level, you can truly provide a lot better service.
Yeah, it sounds like understanding expectations is very, very important, because I remember talking to a builder, I guess it would be like 8 to 10 years ago, when we were just starting to come out of the recession. He was saying that, I remember the quote he used was, the ship has sailed as far as trying to, get something for nothing. You know, there were some desperate builders out there who were looking to take on any project whatsoever. The material prices were way, way down during the recession a little more than 10 years ago. And, just as the years continued, we came out of the recession and that ship had sailed. You know, the expectation of hiring a builder who's willing to work for next to nothing, that ship had sailed.
Yeah, it's a great point. That type of experience these days, what we enjoy doing in part of our grand process here is we enjoy being educators of construction. So a lot of folks, you likely had experience going into the building process. A lot of folks that come to us don't have the experience of building a custom home and they don't know what to expect. So maintaining and setting expectations for that process is extremely important to us. I just came from a lunch visit with our flooring reps at Mohawk Flooring, and we talked about different flooring that's available today as compared to what was available 5 years ago. And it's remarkable just to have those conversations, because we pride ourselves on being experts within the market. And so when we can gain more information of understanding different options in the building process for selections, we regurgitate that information for our clients to help them make better decisions. So setting expectations on that is absolutely something that we feel and hold dear to us.
Sounds like communication is extremely important with Cope Grand Homes. And how do you go about, keeping the homeowner, who is the ultimate decision maker in this whole process, keeping them apprised of everything?
Sure, there's a number of different ways that we tackle this, because communication is key. Sometimes folks communicate at night. Sometimes folks communicate in the morning. Sometimes it's in between baby's naps, which is quite unique. We use two different platforms. We use an online platform where we use a state-of-the-art builder software where we handle all of our documents, all of our selections, all of our features, all of the pricing for all of the construction agreements. And then we also communicate often through very regular phone calls, emails, and text messages. And if you're not operating on all those fronts today as a builder, you really can't communicate as effectively as you should be with your clients. And especially pointing out in the custom home world, there's a lot of decisions to make, and a lot of flexibility wants to come about, and clients are requesting that and want that. And so when you can communicate across those fronts, and you can then log text messages, emails, and phone conversations on your builder software, it becomes an incredible advantage.
Do you insist that that the clients have most of the items, the products that will be going into the house, picked out in advance, or how does that take place?
Sure. So it depends specifically on the build and what the build schedule looks like. On the custom home side, we traditionally try to make as many selections up front. And one thing that we've learned in previous years that those selections are very unique to the husband or wife or somebody else related to the family. And we have a team of design professionals that we match each one of our clients with, so that they may make those selections, not just with the builder and our opinion of products and different things, but also with a professional designer. So now we brought in another level of professional expertise to our process. And so that happens relatively early. And then we have opportunities to make certain changes throughout construction the whole way to the end.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to what we were talking about the litmus test, the trying to, you know, find a good match with both the clients and the home builder themselves. People would be surprised. I look at building permits around the Tri-County area almost on a daily basis. And there's a code that I will plug into my laptop when I see this happen, but it happens more than you would think, where the homeowner has fired the builder, and now they they're either doing it on their own or they've hired another contractor to come in, you know, in the middle of all this, which makes it very, very difficult for that second builder. But I, you know, we call it NC for new construction finish, as in you're trying to hire someone to finish the home at that point. Has that ever happened with Cope Grand Homes?
No, and it's very unusual for us. We're committed to our clients from the beginning to the end. Of course, in construction, things can come up. But when you have a builder that you can communicate with and you are communicating regularly, we don't expect that we'll find issues like that. We were just boasting, and we don't mean this to be boastful, but we were just talking in our daily or our weekly ops meeting just this past week that it's incredible. Right now, out of 10 projects that we have going on between new homes and renovations, that every single one of our clients is extremely happy, on schedule and on budget, which, from a contractor standpoint in construction, it's extremely unusual to have anywhere from or to have 100%, let alone 75% of folks on schedule, on budget, and happy. And so for us, it's been an extremely good feeling. We want to continue to do that. And it's why it's important for our Cope Grand experience or our Grand experience to continue to be something that we strive to uphold in our business. We don't want to just take on clients just for the sake of growing the business. We think about each consecutive client as a value to the previous clients that we have now. We do not want to take any extra time away from our old clients just to take on anybody else, which is one of the things that most builders will find themselves in trouble with. And it's one of the things that deteriorates communication and on-site time management, which causes issues in the field. Mm-hmm. So we haven't had that experience yet.
That's good.
And
that's good.
We don't expect ever to have that experience.
Yeah, and you know, it should be the goal for both the client and the builder for this to be a win-win situation. And unfortunately, there are some clients out there, and I've heard this, you know, for many, many years. They don't want you as the builder to win. They're not happy unless it's win-lose. They win and you lose. So, and that might be dragging you through the mud over you know, certain costs or things like that. And not, but you know, there's a million different examples of that kind of thing. But it's also possible at the end of the project for that homeowner to wake up every single day and thank the builder in their mind, at least, about, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful, you know, porch that they built, or look at this, you know, just whatever feature of the house that they happen to be in love with. And sounds like a lot of the previous clients of Cope Grand Homes that those people have that experience.
They do. And you know, going back to just the meeting we had the other week, talking about how many folks are happy, it's been an incredible blessing to have those folks. And it's been an incredible opportunity for us to have the opportunity to choose which clients that Cope Grand takes on. You're right, Tim. There are folks out there that do not want the builder to win. When our clients see how much we care about them and how much we care about their process and we care about their experience and how much time we spend on that, those folks, I think, either run away or we just don't have them. We'll turn mm-hmm. them. And so it's been great for us to have that opportunity and to show those folks how much we care and to show those folks how hard we work just to make sure that level of service is at a grand metric for us.
Well, how can folks get more information about Cope Grand Homes?
We love conversations. It's easy to go online and check out our website. We hope that everybody will do that to become familiar with what projects that we're involved in. Please check us out on social media, but we love conversations. So please don't hesitate to reach out. Our phone number, my personal phone number, I'll give you that if you'd like to write it down. It is 843-735 2364. And even if it's just to talk about building construction, even if it's to talk about building science or issues that you might be having in your current build or previous build, or your interest to build, you know, here recently or soon, we'd love to talk about it. We'd love to give you any more information. We'd love to share with you our knowledge and just be helpful. And that's a great start.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with custom builder Adam Copenhaver with Cope Grand Homes. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Century Glass, and they are located at 8020 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, and they've got a beautiful showroom displaying all, I think it's 20 or so different heavy glass shower enclosures and the heavy glass doors that go with them. And now we're talking with Will Nelson with Paradise Pool and Spas. How you doing, Will?
Good. Tim, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Will, take a moment and tell everybody about Paradise Pool and Spas.
Well, Paradise Pools and Spas has been in business since 1981. We're a family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Lowcountry for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Paradise Pool and Spas, you folks have got three different locations?
That is correct. Yeah, we have a location in Somerville, in Goose Creek, and in the Charleston area.
Good. And you're a little bit different from a lot of the pool builders out there in that because you've got those three different locations, people can bring in like water samples and you take care of their pool care needs. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we have three retail locations to service anybody's pool and spa care needs, from patio furniture to bags of chlorine shock. But that allows us to service our customer not only when we build the pool, but years after. And whether we built the pool or not, we'd be glad to take care of anybody's swimming pool needs.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let's talk about the process of building a swimming pool, because, as the weather gets warmer, people start thinking about, oh wow, wouldn't it be great, you know, this, we should get a pool this summer, and with a lot of things in life, they wish they could just snap their fingers and the swimming pool would be right there and they'd be able to walk out their door and enjoy it right away. But there is a process, and let's if you don't mind, talk about the process of having a swimming pool installed.
Okay, sure. It starts with a sales call. Generally, we're going to be at your house trying to look at the yard, see what pool would best fit your needs, your family needs, your yard size, shape. Once that process is done, then it's on to permitting process, to getting all the correct permits to be able to build the swimming pool in the backyard. And really, that sales process, even right now, if we were to purchase a pool today, would be booked out as far as June or July before we could start the process. Then once we are in your backyard, we're looking at around a 4 to 6 week build time on most of our pools. Mm-hmm. Once we're in their building, it's a matter of excavating a hole, moving dirt out of the way, preparing the pool, the yard for the pool's either arrival or construction, depending on whether we're building a fiberglass pool or a vinyl liner pool, and we do build both, just whichever one best suits a family's needs.
Mm-hmm. So Paradise Pools and Spas, you folks can help homeowners with fiberglass pools and pools with liners, is that what you said?
That is correct, yes. A fiberglass pool is a one-piece fiberglass pool, comes manufactured from a factory. That gives us the advantage of having a pool that's built in a factory, not counting on a pool company's skills at building a pool. It comes assembled. And then we are placing the pool in the ground, getting the plumbing done, the decking done, and handling really the pool from start to finish, everything in between. So on the vinyl side, it's a little more customizable. We can build them as big as a person could possibly want, too small, and really customize it to exactly what the customer's needs are. But we are building that pool in a backyard.
Mm-hmm. How do you help a homeowner determine which would be best for their needs, whether it be a fiberglass pool or a vinyl swimming pool?
Well, I mean, determine what's best partially is budget. Fiberglass pool is a little bit more expensive than a vinyl pool in general. But a fiberglass pool, it enjoys the advantage of a lot less ongoing maintenance. There's never a liner to replace. It's a little bit easier to care for the fiberglass pool. So generally what I tell a homeowner is to sort of make the decision almost based on size of pool. If you're looking at a smaller pool, then certainly a fiberglass pool becomes a very attractive choice. But if you want a very large swimming pool, fiberglass just can't do it. It has to be shipped down the interstate. So vinyl becomes a very viable option for anybody wanting a larger swimming pool. Not that we don't build some small vinyl liner pools as well. So a little bit of everything.
I was going to ask you about small spaces, and does Paradise Pools and Spas help homeowners with you know, small spaces, and can you talk about that a little bit?
Certainly. Well, all of our equipment to dig the pools has to be smallish because all the yards, it seems these days, are getting smaller and smaller. So the equipment that we use is on the smallish side to make sure we can get in backyards. The biggest restrictions for a homeowner to really look at is to look at the plot plan of the house and make sure there's not giant drainage easements, electrical easements. Of course, we can help them with that when we come out to evaluate the yard. But sometimes a big yard can actually be small by what the restrictions are from the government, different government entities and HOAs. So sometimes it's not just looking at the yard and seeing how big it is. It's actually looking at some of the paperwork to make sure that we can actually use the whole yard to build in. But we can fit in some really small backyards.
Mm-hmm. How do the fiberglass pools hold up over time? Because it's... Don't the fiberglass pools usually have kind of like a nice smooth surface, and it seems like they'd be easy to clean too?
Yes, well, fiberglass, as a matter of fact, has to be roughed up a little bit in the stair areas and the floor areas where you walk because they are so smooth that they could become slick to a detriment. So we actually have to rough them up a little bit to keep people from falling. But other than that, yes, it's a non-porous surface, so algaes and things of that nature can't grow into the surface like they can in a gunite pool, a concrete pool. Same thing with a vinyl liner. It's a non-porous surface, so the algaes and stuff can't grow into that surface, making them a little bit easier to clean than some of the other, you know, pool surface choices that are out there.
Mm-hmm. What would you say sets Paradise Pools and Spas apart from maybe some of the other pool builders?
Well, I mean, one of the things is longevity. We're the oldest pool and spa company in the area. We've been building pools for a long time, so we have a pretty darn good idea of how to do it. The other thing that sets us apart is we really are still a family-approached business to help you through the entire process with best customer service that I think is offered in the area. And a good price point that you're getting with that customer service as well to be able to take the project from start to end in a timely fashion.
Fiberglass pools are less expensive too than gunite pools. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. Depending on the project size and scope, there can be a very large difference between the price of a fiberglass pool or a vinyl pool and certainly a gunite pool and the tens of thousands of dollars price difference.
You know, one of the things that gunite pool companies will tell you is that you can have any shape, any design that you like, but when it comes to fiberglass pools, there's a lot of different shapes and sizes to choose from, right?
Yes, I believe right now I couldn't tell you the exact shell count that there is, but it's around 30 or 31 different sizes, shapes, whether it's rectangle, free form, varying depths, 5.5 feet to 8 foot deep. You can have, you know, pretty much anything that you could almost think of. Is it customizable? No, you do have to pick out of a brochure a size and a shape that is already made. The true myth is a lot of custom probably isn't really custom. It's pools that guys are building every day, the same one over and over again, even in the gunite.
Yeah, I would guess that the most popular is going to be that rectangular shape, and whether it's gunite or fiberglass.
Yes, you are correct. I mean, a lot of pools are rectangular in shape. It seems to be what fits the yard. Not that we don't do a good bit of free form, but you are right. I mean, generally people fall into two camps, either a classic form, which is a rectangle, or something more modern, which would be a free form shape. Because as the pool industry has evolved, free form has become much more readily available than it was in years past.
You know, when you mentioned earlier in our interview that if someone called Paradise Pools and Spas today, you probably aren't going to be breaking ground until June or July. And that's not unique to Paradise Pools and Spas. All of the pool companies are very, very busy. No matter who you call, you're going to be faced with that news that, it's going to be several months before we can get started. And that's because the demand is very, very high. A lot of homeowners want that retreat in their backyards, right?
Yes, and I would say I would probably be very wary of the guy that can start in a week or two, because he's probably not busy for a reason. Mm-hmm. But also, we're all trying to build a quality product that requires very skilled craftsmen to build that product in your backyard. And as a business owner, I wish I could go pluck those guys off the tree every day to build twice as many pools so I wouldn't have that backlog. But I haven't found it yet. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there is a good bit of backlog, and the earlier folks can get on. And it's really not normally a problem in the in-ground side of our business, because people are planning. I mean, you're talking about an entire backyard makeover that's going to go on during this process, new landscaping and all of that. So planning it out and making sure you're ready to do all of those things is a big investment in time and planning to get all those things done.
Does Paradise Pools and Spas ever have to get creative and there's not enough room to get that the fiberglass shell in the backyard, and you bring in like a crane or something like that to get it over the house?
Almost every pool we deliver is delivered with a crane. We try not to go over houses if we can avoid it. Budgetarily, very large cranes get very expensive. But we do use cranes on almost every delivery. The pools do come on a semi-truck. It has to be unloaded off the semi-truck and transported to the backyard. So almost all of that is done with a crane.
And don't let I remember when we were building our house and we had a spiral staircase installed. And I remember the company said, we're going to have to bring a crane out. And I thought, oh my God, that's going to be like thousands of dollars. But it was like $300 or $400 for the crane.
Yeah. I mean, we're budgeting in, since we do it on every pool, we're budgeting in that crane budget into a price of a pool that we give to everybody that's buying a fiberglass pool. And you're right. $300 to $500 would be the bill about 95% of the time.
Probably draws a lot of neighbors out to see this spectacle, huh?
Oh, it is the biggest spectacle in delivering a pool. You can get an entire neighborhood out there, kids, dogs, everybody's out there.
They're waiting for a disaster to happen, aren't they?
I think they are. They're waiting for that giant car crash.
The NASCAR moment.
Yes.
Well, how can folks get more information about Paradise Pools and Spas?
Well, you can certainly go to our website, paradisepools-sc.com, or you can give us a call at 843-875-4650.
Very good. And how about locations for, you don't have to give the exact street addresses, but what part of town?
Okay, so we have a store in West Ashley that's, for our Charleston area customers. We have a store in Somerville that is off of Baconsbridge Road near the intersection of Baconsbridge and Dorchester. And then in Goose Creek at 111 Central Avenue, it's right off of Highway 52 in Goose Creek.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Will Nelson with Paradise Pools and Spas. Thanks so much, Will.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.